JIS Radio presents the Year in Review, highlights of the government's achievements during 2016.
CARICOM Review Commission launched. Immigration issues between Jamaica and the Twin Island Republic of Trinidad and Tobago addressed, and Jamaicans appointed to key diplomatic positions. These are just some of the highlights for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade during the year 2016. Stay tuned for more. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade over the years has been carrying out the necessary work in the international environment with a view to maximizing Jamaica's national growth and development. Last year, a body was established to assess the benefits, opportunities, and challenges of the country's membership in CARICOM. The CARICOM Review Commission was launched by Prime Minister Andrew Holness, who pointed out that the commission was not established with the intention for Jamaica to chart its path out of CARICOM.
This is about strengthening Jamaica's position within the regional integration process, which is absolutely important for Jamaica's economic growth and development for the next 50 years.
A key matter for the Commission's consideration is whether the initial Treaty of Chagaramus that was negotiated for CARICOM's establishment in 1973 or its subsequent revision in 2001 has responded to the vast global changes occurring over the past 43 years. Visits and bilateral meetings are a useful mechanism for strengthening relations with key partners. In light of this, the high-level working visit of a Trinidad and Tobago delegation to Jamaica in July served as an indication of a turnaround of the treatment of Jamaican visitors to the Twin Island Republic and the ironing out of trade and business relations between both countries. The delegation was headed by Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Dr. Keith Rowley. Dr. Rowley noted that his country was moving to address concerns over the treatment of fellow Caribbean nationals arriving in Trinidad and Tobago.
And we are taking steps to ensure that there is no situation where we can be justifiably accused of not being able to respond appropriately if a person or persons have to be treated with a referral or an injury.
As of December 2016, statistics showed a reduction in the number of Jamaicans who have been refused entry into the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, says immigration relations between Jamaica and the Twin Island Republic have improved due mainly to the government's intervention and continued action on the matter.
We've also experienced reduced complaints of mistreatment, and we've received feedback from travelers and through inquiries by our Jamaican High Commission in Port of Spain that there is a generally improved experience at immigration.
Other notable visits included that of the Venezuelan President, Nicolas Maduro, His Imperial Highness, Prince Hermias Sahle Selassie, and the Director General of the World Trade Organization, Roberto Azevedo. With approximately 2.7 million Jamaicans residing in other countries, the engagement of the Jamaican diaspora in national development remains an important aspect of our foreign policy. To this end, a diaspora task force was established to support Jamaican crime prevention efforts using the modern practices and resources available to law enforcement professionals living in the diaspora. Meanwhile, a number of new high commissioners and ambassadors were appointed, including Audrey Marks as Jamaica's ambassador to the United States for a second time. Seth George Ramacon was appointed Jamaica's High Commissioner to the United Kingdom, while Trudy Deans was appointed Jamaica's Consul General to New York. And as it relates to regional and international engagements, Jamaica participated in the Africa, Caribbean and Pacific ACP Council meeting in April, where Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, led the successful lobby for the approval of intra-ACP funds to support the fight against the mosquito-borne Zika virus. Jamaica also assumed chairmanship of the Caribbean Forum of ACP States, CARIFORUM, in July, and the role of the CARIFORUM High Representative for the CARIFORUM EU Economic Partnership Agreement. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, helping to preserve Jamaica's reputation in the global arena.
The Year in Review.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.